The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Imagine going through time as a thief and a rebel, criminal. Imagine living our days as if they weren't a gift, but rather something to be seized, seize the day, like a thief. Imagine relating to the passing of weeks and months as a rebel, seeing each day as an empty void into which I thrust my self-will. The assertion of what I want on my terms. Imagine a whole culture of thieves and rebels who live as criminals, ignorant in time of their sonship, their daughterhood. Living as orphans and bastards, people who don't know that time is not a human invention. It is not the sum total of our measuring machines, but time is a creature. It is the creation of God Himself. For his family. And imagine amidst all of the thievery and rebellion and criminality, seeing the King right next to us, entering exactly our powerlessness. Crowned not with gold, but with thorns, his royal hands and feet nailed, his throne a cross. And he's looking at us, seeing all of our wasted days, all of our squandered time, everything that we've clung to and tried to control. And as he looks at us, welling up within us, we don't know how, is this expression of hope and faith. Jesus, remember me. Remember me. When all my years run out, remember me when I am in mortal agony and forget my own name. Remember me when life seems to be a waste of time. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And imagine him saying to us, as he's dying and we're dying, today. Today you will be with me in paradise. What does that even mean? How can he take our whole past that is gone and give it back to us again transformed? How can he, in his death throes, claim to bless our future as more good than we can imagine? And how can he do it today? In the book of Revelation, the apocalypse, the unveiling, the risen Lord Jesus is revealed to the whole universe and declares, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The church at the Easter vigil cries out, all time, all ages belong to him. At every Eucharist, before we receive paradise into our bodies, we say, for the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours now, today, and forever. This is the claim of this feast of Christ the King. And I propose two ways for us to claim the today of paradise and the paradise of today. The first, the St. Vincent de Paul Parish Christmas book is coming early. It's Christmas in November. Not only is the giving tree in the gathering space, the book is ours for the taking. Not as thieves, it's a gift. Take as many as you want, give them away. We'll order more and give more away on Christmas Eve when more people come. This book allows us to receive every day as a gift. It's divided into 365. Meditations, and each meditation claims the grace of each day of the church's liturgical year. On the day we celebrate Christ's transfiguration, August 6th, well, that's the meditation to claim the grace of that day. When it comes to the days of our brothers and sisters who've gone to meet the Lord before us, who've received all these gifts from the Lord that they continue to give beyond this life because the Lord's gifts are deathless, all the saints' days inform these meditations so that when those days arrive, we can claim them as much and more as we would celebrate the birthday of our parents or our grandparents. Imagine every day as receiving something of paradise. And then, for those of us of a certain age who might have gone to Catholic grade school and we learned the morning offering, when we receive the grace of the day, what's the response? But to offer it to the Lord. Every day, 365 different morning offerings, we can offer our life back to the Lord. So our life is given before anybody takes it away. Every day, there's a daily word on these pages. And by the way, the meditation, everything I'm describing is just a single page a day. We can put this at the breakfast table, we could put this by the bedside, we could put it in our car, wherever. And at the end of each day, there's a single question that helps us examine how we carried the grace of the Lord through each day. The transformation of our life in time passes by way of this book today. But wait, there's more. In addition to the free book, this, my brothers and sisters, I propose is the most amazing liturgical calendar in Christendom. Alleluia, alleluia. I have dreamt of this calendar my entire priesthood. I have longed for it my whole life. Every single detail of this parish calendar is at the service of us living as followers of Christ through time. So rather than it being determined primarily by days and weeks and months, as the world calculates, it's actually shaped by seasons and feast days and fast days. So here's the proposal. This is the last week of the liturgical year. This calendar actually begins on the first Sunday of Advent. So this week, we go through the first pages that explain what the calendar is before we put this up for Advent. Do not put this up yet. This week, we must carry it with us wherever we go. And in all of our spare moments of time, we must look over these principal pages. For example, at the front of the calendar, there is Christ the King, today's feast. And under it, the phrase that I've shared from a Kentucky farmer, Wendell Berry, it's easy for me to imagine that the next great division of the world will be between people who wish to live as creatures and people who wish to live as machines. This calendar is more powerful than our gadgets and our screens. We can wield it as a weapon of defense. We can finally play offense with time, because God is our strength and redeemer of time. On the next page, oh my goodness, all the ways this calendar can help us, claiming the grace of each day, helping us learn how to feast with excellence rather than just drift from party to party blowout and feel sick and bloated. How to fast with excellence, not dieting, not deprivation, not despair, but actually fasting for the thriving of our mission and its refocusing. This calendar can help us set aside contemplative time for prayer in our oratory of St. Mary Magdalene. It can help us set aside time for the confessions of our life to be determined not by the next guilty flutter of our conscience or the numbness of our conscience and its neglect, but rather by our hunger to grow in the spiritual life, to be transparent to the Lord of time, to accept the grace of Judgment Day before Judgment Day, that is His mercy alive in us. This calendar can help us write down the anniversaries in our life where the Lord has marked us so that we don't forget them, but rather that they become fonts of grace. Anniversaries of birth, anniversaries of death, wedding anniversaries, etc. This calendar can help us also in long-term planning so that we're not just drifting through life. On the next page, oh my goodness, could this possibly be the principal spiritual exercises of St. Vincent's that we've been going over for years, one at a time? They're all there on a single page for us to study and plot as a map of grace so that we don't have to arrive at the end of our lives as thieves and rebels and criminals. We can arrive at the end of our life already having tasted and begun to enter paradise. And when we bring this calendar with us as we go about our business all week and people look at it and say, hey, what do you have in your hand? Well, it's the finest liturgical calendar in Christendom. Can I see it? Oh, yes, you can. Can I have it? Oh, no, you can't. Not this one. You have to get your own. Come to St. Vincent's. Or you can give them yours and you can get another one here. We will print as many as you want because none of us is meant to be a slave to the mechanisms that seem to govern time. We are free. We are the Lord's. And to imagine right next to us the King, closer to us than we are to ourselves, whispering in our ear through the book and through the calendar, today, today, you will be with me. Paradise. It's like maple syrup from the tree of the cross. If this were a maple tree and the sap came out and we boiled it down, the book, the calendar, oh, it's gonna be good.